and seems nice enough. I see her all the time. She goes to work in the morning about the time I leave for mine. Weekends she's in the yard planting flowers and pulling weeds. I don't know her very well, though she lives next door to me. Karen, do you want to be alone with only a cat to share your home? Do you want a lover to please? Is it a man you need? Got up early one day, went out to get the paper. Over at Karen's house was the car of a stranger. I'd seen it there the night before. She must have found someone. I imagined them inside, greeting the morning sun. Karen, I know you're not alone. You've got more than a cat to share your home. You've got a lover to please, a man to need. And the weeks go by. That car's at Karen's house almost every night. Neighbors should be friendly, so I knocked on her door. I just made some coffee and I thought I'd invite her on. The door opened, I said, how do you do? But there stood a strange woman. She said, honey, it's for you. I mumbled an apology and I had that coffee alone. The stranger was a woman. How could I have known? Memories came flooding back to me. Teachers who never married, my brother's best friend, Larry, the girl whose books I carry. Karen, I don't want to be alone. I need more than a cat to share my home. I want a lover to please. It's not a man I need. I think I'll go next door, find the strength I'm looking for at Karen's house. At Karen's house.
This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to part two of my special feature on Jamie Anderson. In part one, you heard me tell Jamie that I played her anthem, No Closet, on my very first radio show in January 2000. Well, I opened this segment with the second song of hers I played, a poignant one of self-recognition called At Karen's House. That can only be found on a 1993 compilation CD that Jamie co-produced, which was named A Family of Friends, and it included some women's music all-stars, and a title track we'll hear about a bit later. This segment will be fun for me, because I get to include more of my interview with her. I knew it wouldn't all fit in 1 hour, and I'm also going to share personal picks of what songs by her I think you should know about, and these were strung out over 10 albums and one very early cassette tape. That tape, called Heart Resort, was done in 1986 and preceded what she considers her first real album by 3 years. It was definitely a learning experience, and I'm probably one of the few who she would let play any of the tracks. So despite any misgivings about audio recording quality, I want to give you this piece of history. Here's Jamie singing Leslie Boogie.
When foggy and your heart's been sore. Feel the rhythm of a woman and you're wanting more. And I was still sitting by the silent phone. A woman came along and found me all alone. She took me by my hand and pulled me to my feet. And soon she had me dancing to a different beat. It wasn't like any rhythm I'd heard before. I slid across the floor right through that closet door. Do the lazy boogie,
do the lazy boogie,
do the lazy boogie,
do the lazy boogie,
do the lazy boogie, and your heart's sore. Feel the rhythm of a woman, and you're wanting more.
Jamie's second release and first album, and it really was released on a vinyl LP, was Closer to Home. From 1989, that one never did see a CD release, but fortunately, several of the songs were given second homes on her next two CDs, Center of Balance in 1992 and Bad Hair Day in 1993. And one of those songs was Wedding Song.
with the groom, 'cause we wanna dance with the bride. So, who do you think will catch the bouquet? Maybe the maid of honor. You know, that would be pretty ironic since she's your ex-lover. Do you mind if I bring a date? What if she catches the bouquet? Do you need any music at your wedding? You know, I just wrote this song and, oh, never mind.
Another of Jamie's very early songs turned out to be an evergreen for her, as it was on her 1989 LP and redone for releases in 1999 and 2007, and justifiably so. It was one of the ones I asked her about. One of your food songs, or is it, is Dark Chocolate.
Yeah, that's the other song I'm probably best known for. I was just thinking of that old saying, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And I thought, well, that's not exactly true. So I wrote that song, and it was quite a radical thing to sing in the 80s. In fact, I had a few audience members get up and leave during that song at a few gigs I did. Never the lesbians, but sometimes the straight folks get a little twitchy when I sing it.
Too sensual for them.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think that because I mentioned body parts, they think I'm going to keep going further and get really intimate, and I don't. You know, I don't do that kind of show. Maybe that's where they thought I was going. I don't know. Or they're just uncomfortable with lesbians. Who knows? It hasn't happened in a while. That was just in the early years.
To a woman's heart is through her lips, through the shudder of her sigh, and the motion of her hips, through the softness of her thighs, to that place between her shoulders. And if a woman wants her, do you wanna hold her back? Are you thinking about a woman you might just like to see? With me, you know what you're wanting, you might ask now, you can show her so she'll know how, that the way to your heart through your lips, through the shudder of your sighs, and the motion of your hips, through the softness of your thighs, to that place between your shoulders. And if she wants you, do you wanna hold her? I'm thinking about a woman who might just take me home and feed me dark.
dark chocolate and other sugar that she owns. I know what I'm wanting. I'm asking now. I can show you so you know how. That the way to my heart is through my lips, through the shudder of my sighs, and the motion of my hips, through the softness of my thighs, to that place between my shoulders. And if you want me, I won't hold back. I won't hold back. No, I won't hold back.
Another song I like, it's a little biting, called Her Problem Now.
I have so many breakup songs, I could do an album of just breakup songs, and that's what that one is. You don't want to break up with me, pretty much. That one was written a few years after a breakup. Mostly I wrote it because I'd spent some time watching a Bonnie Raitt DVD. I love Bonnie Raitt. And Bonnie does all these blues tunes, and I thought, well, I should write a blues song. So I started fooling around with a blues progression, and it just seemed natural to write about a breakup using a blues progression. So that's the punchline, You're Her Problem Now.
Angry moods, slamming doors. All you did wasn't sure what for. I'm not sorry I left. Turn on me, what was on your mind? That was quite a show. Go on, take a bow. You'll get no applause from me. You thought the problem was me. Maybe so. problem now. Problem now, her problem now. Hey, you're her problem now. Another
one I like is Broadcast Radio Challenged, but I still like it. Too Busy Being Blue.
Yeah, I have to ride the fader on that one. That one, speaking of breakup songs, is one that I wrote pretty soon after a really terrible breakup. I mean, aren't most of them, but this one was rather sudden, and I'm still not sure what happened. And the thing that I was most taken with is that the night that she told me everything that had been going on and that she was breaking up with me, she said, but I still want to be friends. And I thought, right. So that's where that song came from. You're not going to play that one, are you?
I have options.
Oh, okay. For those of you who are wondering, I do say the F word in it a couple of times. And I tried singing it, Screw You, and it just didn't have the same impact.
No.
So I use the F word, and usually that line gets a laugh when I sing it for crowds. And almost everybody knows where I'm coming from. You know, a lot of people have been in that same angry place, right? So, in fact, I've had some audiences sing along with me.
Well, songs like that, I play on internet versions of my show.
Oh, right.
Because, like, if I do a three-hour show, you know, the first hour would be aired on KPFT locally. But the second hour and third hour aren't.
We can say whatever we want in the second and third hour.
Yep.
There's a white spot on my left hand where I used to wear a ring. I took it off that April night when you told me everything. Now you wanna be my friend. You say you're not like the rest. Well, I'm too busy being blue. Fuck you. Left a note on the counter. You say you can't forgive yourself. Am I supposed to feel sorry for you after you dragged me through hell? Now you wanna be my friend. You say you're not like the rest. Busy being blue. Fuck you. Gone is our life, our home, your love. All that's left me is the truth. I'll hang it here on my heart. This is my note back to you. Keep your friendship, keep your tears. Keep the 7 goddamn years. 'Cause I'm too busy being blue. I'm too busy being. Busy. Be-
A side comment. Jamie doesn't have an official greatest hits collection, but in 2007, she released something close, the CD Three Bridges. It included some new material and a whole lot of favorites from the past, and that includes a song from 1999. I gotta ask about I Want to Be a Straight Guy.
That one, I don't know where I first got the idea for it, but I thought, you know, it'll be one of those list songs. I'll just make a list of all those stereotypical funny things about straight men. And after I wrote the list, I thought, oh, this song is kind of about male privilege, right? I mean, some of it's goofy, you know, like standing up to go to the bathroom. You're like, I don't really care about that. But it would be nice, you know, at the time that I wrote it, it would be nice to legally marry, you know, to make more money, you know, do all those things that straight guys get. So I wrote that song and then realized also that it was an answer to Loudon Wainwright III's song, I Wish I Was a Lesbian.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. So it all kind of came at the same time. I was kind of worried about that song, actually, when I first wrote it, because I thought, well, you know, I don't like to include a lot of stereotypes in my songs because I know a lot of really wonderful straight guys. And so I played it for my friend Ted, who I mentioned earlier in the interview. And he just looked at me and started laughing. And he goes, it's a great song. So I thought, okay, I've got Ted's stamp of approval. I guess it's okay to do. And I tried to get the song to Loudon Wainwright because I thought, well, he should know about the answer to his song, I Wish I Was a Lesbian. But I was never able to reach him.
I want to legally marry. I want to make more money. I want to feel safe wherever I go. Make a big noise when I blow my nose. I want to wear an ugly tie. I want to be a straight guy. Wear wrinkled shirts up on the floor. I want a piece standing up. I want to win a Stanley Cup. Have a George Clooney glint in my eye. I want to be a straight guy. But me, I want to be a straight guy. I want to be a straight guy. I want to be a straight guy.
The closing song in part one was Menopause Mambo, and when talking about it, she of course mentioned her earlier song, Menstrual Tango. That one was from her 1995 release, Never Assume. I want to play a rare live version of that from 1998, which she sang in concert with Sophonia, a small ensemble of the Indianapolis Women's Chorus.
I was 12 when it happened, this mysterious thing. Overnight, my hips grew and my uterus started to sing.
now. Usually my uterus isn't quite that melodic. A voice said to me, "You're mature. Now you'll have fun. For today, darling, you are a woman. Do the menstrual tango if you dare. Do the menstrual tango in your underwear. Do the menstrual tango. It'll make you grunt. For the next 40 years, it'll happen once a month." What is all this stuff I'm supposed to use? Tampons and little pads that stick to my pubes. Maybe the strips go on the bottom. Cramps that make me cry. Fluctuating weight. Please remind me why this is supposed to be great. Do the menstrual tango. It's kind of odd. Do the menstrual tango in your swollen bod. Do the menstrual tango. How much can you stand? It's the only time you wish you were a man. This is the serious portion of the song. I guess I should celebrate this thing that makes us unique. But why couldn't it be something that didn't last a week? It's universal, a thing that women share. We bond over mood swings and what products to wear. Do the menstrual tango. Move your butt. Do the menstrual tango. Eat chocolate. Do the menstrual tango. Eat constantly. Let's all tango together. Let's go out to eat. Let's see, I'll have a cup of coffee and some chocolate cake. No, not a piece of chocolate cake. Yes, I'd like the whole cake. And some brownies and some chocolate chip cookies and a chocolate milkshake and a frozen Snicker bar and a salad. Yes, with low-cal dressing on the side. Let's all tango together while we bleed. Saffonia.
And here's another rare track, a demo not released, but you can hear it on Jamie's website. It's called Six Flags Over Jesus.
Bring the kids, bring the family. We've got a lot of great shows. So much wholesome fun for all. Don't you want to go to Six Flags Over Jesus? We're open till 8. We have wonderful rides. All of them go straight. We've got the Burning Bush hot dog stand. You can buy a wiener of Babylon at the bumper cars in case of rapture. all the drivers will be gone at Six Flags Over Jesus. We're open till 8. We have wonderful rides. All of them go straight. And like many amusement parks, we have characters in costume walking around. And hey, there's Mary Magdalene. She's a holy chick. Hey, she's not supposed to be turning tricks. There's Mary and Joseph on an ass. It's Jerry Falwell and they're on his back. Someone's gotta be at Six Flags Over Jesus. We're open till 8. We have wonderful rides. All of them go straight. Hey! And every year we have Ex-Gay Day. All the gym teachers come. And the men do their hair. Afterwards, the women go play whack-a-mole. They bring their own tools. But they always change their minds and they have a peace rally instead. Now the men, they like the shows at the Water into Wine Pavilion. David and Goliath is their favorite. I'm not sure why. I wonder if the tight black leather togas were a bad idea. We have small minds after all. We have small minds after all. We have small minds after all. We have small, small minds at Six Flags Over Jesus. Amen.
And here's a recording I'm not sure Jamie knows about, but then it wasn't a commercial one. Every 4 years, the Gay and Lesbian Association of Choruses, or GALA, has a huge choral festival, attracting thousands from all over the world. And many of the performances are captured, like this one from 2000, held in San Jose. It's by the Corvallis Women's Chorus, that's in Oregon, and they sing a song from Jamie's Never Assume album called When They Know Who We Are.
When they know who we are, things are
Excluding songs from the new album, of what song on your other releases are you the most proud?
There's a couple. One is called Beautiful. I put that on two albums. It's on my Three Bridges album and also on A Promise of Light. And it was inspired by a friend of mine who had gastric bypass surgery. And in it, I put a lot of my feelings about body image and about that surgery. And in some ways, it's a personal story, but it's not exactly her story. I included things that I'd heard from other people, too. And I've probably gotten more reaction to that song than anything else I've ever written. That's something that people feel really strongly about. I've heard everything from my cousin died from stomach bypass surgery to it saved my life.
How you doing, she says, with a quick embrace. I step back and look into an almost familiar face. Laughing, she says, I've lost almost 50 pounds. I can wear most any clothes now, I'm not so big around. Her smile is hopeful, but I can't think of more than I thought she was beautiful before. The surgery was worth, she said, then slowly frowned. I was scared there were complications, but I'm five dress sizes down. Gone are her lovely curves and the shine in her eyes. She wants me to be happy, but I just want to cry. I thought she was beautiful before. You might think I'm bitter, but I'm healthy, I feel great. I wish the same. She's really fine. I told her that she's beautiful at any size. What she did was dangerous. Was it worth a try? Truth is, I love her. I'm just glad that she's alive. I think she is beautiful. She is so beautiful, and we all are beautiful in my eyes.
And I think the other song that I'm most proud of is My Dad Loves to Sing, which is also about my dad. And I wrote that a few years ago, and he loved that song. He played it over and over again. But I've heard from lots of people who had parents who sang, and it kind of reflects on how important music is in the home and about my tie to him. And other people have told me the same thing, that their tie to their dad or their mom or their sister or whoever in their family sang.
Booming voice as he strums the strings. When I was a kid, he was embarrassing. Yeah, that's my dad, I'd mumble, and he loves to sing. loves to sing old country songs. You can't help but sing along. My dad loves to sing at parties or his favorite bar. Surrounded by friends, he'd play the guitar. Funny songs he wrote himself in his element. It was easy to tell that my dad loves to sing old country songs. You can't help but sing along. My dad loves to sing. Got a phone call late one night. My brother said, you better catch the next flight. The hospital let us bring instruments in, acoustic guitar and mandolin. Like he taught us, we sang funny songs. He opened his mouth, he couldn't sing along. Around now doesn't go very far. His left hand's too weak to play the guitar. Last week when he thought that no one could hear, to Buck Owens on the TV he sang soft but clear. 'Cause my dad loves to sing old country songs. You can't help but sing along. My dad loves to sing. My dad loves to sing.
Both Beautiful and My Dad Loves to Sing can be found on the 2007 CD, Three Bridges.
I've interviewed you several times, but most of those were like quickie interviews because I needed a quote for the show audio file. But the last full interview I did with you was in 2002, and I asked you that same question, what song are you the most proud? And you said Family of Friends.
Yeah, that one's definitely in the top 10 also. That's a song that I wrote with Sue Fink, and it's about how we can all be family for each other. And that song has been sung by a lot of choruses. I've sung it with choruses. When I do it in concert, I have the audience join me. I've sung it a few times to sort of bolster my courage. I had a terrible gig in Virginia one time, and it was a folk coffee house that did not take kindly to an out lesbian on stage, and they wanted me to leave the stage. And instead of leaving the stage, I sang that song, and I invited everyone to sing it with me, and it really helped me, and I think that the gay people that were in the audience really enjoyed it and felt stronger afterwards, too. It's easy to go through this world thinking that, you know, everything is good and everybody loves me and everybody loves my gay friends. And then you come upon something like this and it just kind of slaps you, you know. It really, really hit me hard. So that song helped me a lot.
Have any choruses recorded the song?
No, I would love that, though. I did have a chorus record one of my other songs, No Closet, but so far no one's recorded A Family of Friends. That would be wonderful. I've recorded it twice. It appears first on the compilation of Family of Friends, and we recorded that with a whole bunch of women and women's music. And then I recorded it on my Listen album, and that was recorded smaller arrangement with a lot of my friends, five or six of my friends.
Actually, and I found this out after our interview, there has been a chorus who has recorded Family of Friends. That was the New Mexico Women's Chorus on a CD from 2000 called To Life. But I want to give you Jamie's solo version from the 2001 CD, Listen.
You always thought your mother knew, though you never said a word. You always thought that she'd come through, but I guess she never heard. When you said those words out loud, thought she'd be okay. You asked for love and her support, but she just turned away. It up. Forever was in store for them, but hope was not enough. Illness overlooked their dreams. It can disregard the heart. Now he goes upstairs alone and lies there in the dark. Flesh and blood, we're always waiting there for you. A family simply love. Let us be your family.
This is J.D. Doyle getting ready to close down my special show honoring the music of Jamie Anderson. And again, I thank her for the, I think, wonderful interview. Picking the older songs to include was quite difficult to me, as I love so many others that time just does not allow. I could have very easily picked a half dozen more I was considering. But I'm ending the show, perhaps surprisingly, with a song not sung by her. Jamie mentioned that there was a chorus that recorded No Closet. I'm glad I could also share that recording. In 1995, the Syracuse Gay and Lesbian Chorus included it on their CD, Finding Our Voice. Again, it's one of our anthems, No Closet.